You have a friend who wants...
You have a friend?
Who wants to play...
The dog better not pee on me. Oh, thank you, Ian. Good segue. Can I bring up John Todd, please? John Todd, please? Play guitar for me. The dog left your class, just so you know.
Oh, thank you. I'm used to that at home. The cat always goes in our class. I like it. I should have bought a strap.
You should have bought a strap? That's what she said.
And he said, and he. What's that about?
Transsexual. You ready?
Are you ready?
You want to start first?
Who starts first?
That's right, you start first.
I'll start
first. Go ahead.
Yeah! Let's go. Boom, boom, this one's for my children. Succulent, memorable tributes to my poetic ancestors. First, middle, last ways to split us into oblivion. Ones we haven't seen since the Big Bang. Woo! Notice my bold overpronunciation. Let my kids become less 1,000 heads of little rough smashing babies. Crushed with borscht and big apple pie sandwiches.
I must be great now.
I'll make the vow to headless reason of blowing up glaciers so more slushies can drip from our canyons of doom. Mention me and get a coupon to the Poets Hall of Fame. Mention me and get a coupon to the Poets Hall of Fame. Wait! I must blow up these consonants to create more green fuel for you. My ego lasts in slice of the Big Bang Pie. I've come again. I've come again to ensure that you will be pregnant with your impermanence. Hide your impermanence, Jim. Hide your definitive articles, curly hair next to her. I have zero tolerance. I have zero tolerance, Bojan, for eating on the fly. And all my children must die. My children must die. Don't play with the Big Bang. I'm an island in this poem. Leave me be and spread my nuclear love song. Spread my nuclear love song. I will steal your answer to this poem. I will steal your nonchalance. I will steal your response. Proliferation, referendum, Dumsky, missile strike. I love. I love lesbian dyke patrols. Swallowing half-side childish trolls. Bust open warhead tolls. Pay me to be the god of universal bullshit. Pay me to be the god of Hootersville war spit. My children have names like Marmalade Explosive Mayora, or Melting the Flesh of Ginsburg Mayora Jammy Jam, or Swing the Balls Glow in the Dark Mayora. And I don't care. I don't care if the people are gone. I don't care if the gods keep playing my nuclear love song. Playing my nuclear love song. I don't care if you're gone, just keep playing my nuclear love song. This for my children. Harper John. Thank you.
Alright, now you're ready. You're okay, you're ready to play, right? We got time, okay? Because if not, the finale is dead.
People keep texting me.
People keep saying.
Yeah, we got like 5 minutes.
Okay, well, we can do it in 5 minutes. Greg, Ben, Deborah Morgan, Frank Walsh, come on up. Let's do this. So we are doing a mini play, poetic play. I have no idea what Frank's doing.
I'm about to take your teeth out.
I think I do
that. What do you think about it?
We've rehearsed this countless times. never rehearsed this. Okay, so here's my intro for it. Again, I teach high school English. And I teach high school English, and I actually teach three classes of reading skills. Okay. and it's dealing with fluency. So I started thinking of a classroom in the future, essentially, where you could say whatever you want, and you could say what my kids say when I'm not teaching, or when they're trying to interrupt me. Okay, and also then, anyway, here's the tab. Corrective thinking, fluency of functionality, a mini poetic play that has satirical implications for those who teach reading, or those who just fucking love language, or abuse it, depending upon their prejudicial brain drips. Okay, so here we go. And these are my students. This is Greg, Deborah, and Frank. All right, today we're going to practice our fluency of words that represent different aspects of human functionality. First word, cerebellum.
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 Everybody.
Cerebellum.
Cerebellum.
Cerebellum. What word?
Cerebellum.
Good, 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 good. Next word, brainwash. What word?
Brainwash.
What word, Frank?
Brainwash.
Good, good, good. Let's break it down into two parts. Brainwash. What's a brain?
It's an organ for processing information.
Well, oh yeah, what's a penis?
Does it make blood?
The heart does.
Oh, blood is made in the bone marrow, you stupid fuckers.
Fuckers. Fuckers.
You can't say that word in class.
Fuckers. What word? Fuckers. What word, fuckers?
That hurts people's feelings.
Language is a way of communicating, but meaning comes from when, who, how, where, and why you are saying it. Fucker, you're the coolest person ever. Does that hurt your feelings?
Fucker in the ass, and it will.
What was that, Frank?
Looking.
Who, when, who, where, why, and how? Faggot. What word?
You told us never to say that word.
Why, where, who, when, how?
What? You're crazy.
Everyone.
Faggot.
Faggot.
Faggot. What's a faggot? What are the origins of the word faggot? It came from 16th century, and it meant a shrewish old woman. It also meant to burn a heretic at the stake, a thin bundle of sticks, and then, in the 20th century, a derogatory term for homosexual.
Gay. Faggot. Gay. Faggot.
Frank?
Marriage. What word? Marriage.
Oh, Deborah, settle down, but yes, marriage, of course. Cerebellum, fuckers, brainwash, faggot, marriage, functional words. What words?
Functional words.
Very good. Very good. Frank?
Penis wash.
Fucker bellum.
Faggle marriage.
Marriage of God.
Penis bellum. Cerebacker. Faggle wash. Corrective fluency. Thank you very much for putting up with me.
Thank you, everybody, for coming. One more round of applause for our poets. Hopefully see you on December 12th. Take care.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah. Thanks, Eric.